WGHN Grand Haven's favorite wing, Chun. Dance Hall Days. Dance Hall Days. Salvation Army of Grand Haven in the studio. We say hi to James Mungai. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, everyone.
So good to see you.
Good to see you.
We had quite a conversation off the air.
Mm-hmm.
We know that donations were down for the Red Kettle campaign.
Yes.
We know that you're behind now.
Yes, we are. We fell about 37% short of our goal.
Yeah.
And so now it's the time that we're feeling that pinch.
Okay.
You know, it's our fiscal year goes until end of September.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's starting to get into the crunch period.
Right. And I'm seeing a lot of posts on Grand Haven Inform. People are, they can't find a place to live because there is no place to live. What were we saying off the air? Ottawa County needs 15,000 housing units?
Yeah, they're behind 15,000 units for housing in Ottawa County. And that's really taken an impact. And we're not even talking affordable housing. We're just talking units right now. And as far as low income, that's near impossible to find around here.
And I have to be honest, I'm really tired of the words low income. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of hearing it. And affordable housing, why don't you just call it housing? Because if you're telling me somebody that makes $42,000 a year and they're trying to buy a home and the homes are $350,000, they have to find a low income. I'm just so tired of hearing those words.
It's tough. It really is tough all over.
It
and especially
is.
Here in Grand Haven.
Every day.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it every day. And we know that the need is great. And it could be for housing. It could be for utility. We've talked about this before, James. People that are homeless, they don't have an address. If you don't have an address, you can't get any aid.
That's correct. They need a address in order to get state aid.
Right.
And so what we've done is we are accepting clients, and we accept their mail. They can use our mailing address at the Salvation Army on Despelder. We are letting them use our address as their residency, so they can. And then the mail comes to us. We put it in a locked cabinet, and then they come every day or every other day
to get their mail.
Okay. Yeah. And right now we're up to 25 individuals that we're doing that for right now.
And these are not just individuals. These are people that have families. There are children involved here.
Over 800 children are documented that they do not have shelter right here.
In Grand Haven?
In
the Tri-Cities.
In Tri-Cities.
800 kids?
800, and those are the documented ones, not counting the undocumented ones who are couch hopping and have not said anything. These are just the documented cases that are in this area. And, for example, in the last 2 weeks, we've had 14 new families come to us.
Uh-huh.
They've never come to us before.
Right.
They are homeless. And, for example, last week, we had a gentleman come in, single dad with a young child, young boy. He lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
His house was foreclosed. He burnt through his savings trying to get everything saved. And he can't go to shelter. He can't go to the shelter in Muskegon, to the men's shelter, because they don't accept children. He can't go to the family shelter because he's a man and they don't allow men in the family shelter. So right now, he and his son are in their car, and they come to us. We give them food and stuff like that. And that's just one. We had another guy just recently, three children. He, by himself, lost his house was foreclosed on, and he's now living with his mom and dad, but all of his stuff is in storage, and he's trying to earn just to keep the storage to keep his stuff safe. But you know, it really is a tough situation.
There's a lot of layers to this, James.
This is
what a lot of people don't understand. You'll see somebody asking for help, and somebody will quickly say, "Oh, go get a job." You don't get it. They don't have a place to live.
Right.
Where are they going to? There are so many layers to this, and there's so many layers that takes someone to that point as well. And I know that Ottawa County is an extremely generous community.
My goodness,
I've been covering this county for over 10 years, but I also know that there's not a lot of housing in Grand Haven.
Right.
There's a lot of generational wealth in Grand Haven. That's fine, but there's a lot of people where their parents buy them a home or they inherit a home. Not everyone has family. I have no family here.
Yeah.
Except for my boyfriend's family. My family's on the other side of the state.
Wow.
Something happens to me. Not everyone has family to help. And so that's where the Salvation Army comes in.
Exactly.
You need donations.
Well, in that case, we're doing a fundraiser on July 24th. It's called the Woodchopper's Ball. And right now, we're looking for sponsorships right now. We have two bands coming. We have Silverado coming. And
loves them.
I know. My goodness. And Lakeshore Big Band. I mean, talk about two powerhouses in this area. And we're going to be at D. Baker & Son Lumber Company. That's why it's called the Woodchopper's Ball. And you're going to be dancing in the sawdust, basically.
I love it.
So it'll be really fun. There's going to be some baskets that you can
bid on. Okay.
There'll be like raffle drawings.
What about food?
And
any food or anything?
There's a food truck coming.
Oh, that's always nice.
That'll be on the side. So if you want to have a little dinner at there and listen to some great music.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It goes from 6 to 9 on the 24th at D. Baker & Sons. But right now, and I'll come back in a couple of weeks to tell you more about that.
Fine.
But right now, what we're really looking for is people to sponsor, help us sponsor this event. Our goal is $10,000. And what that money goes for, you know that I'm in the process of tearing down some properties that we own.
I do know that,
And that we're going to be putting up duplexes and what have you in order to make those emergency shelter for families with children. And that's exactly what it's for. This $10,000 is... We have the money, we don't, but we have some of the money to build the place. You know, prices have raised so incredibly high by 20%. We are a little short on that, but nothing for appliances, furniture.
Right.
Things. So this $10,000 is going to buy bunk beds for kids in those units.
Wonderful.
So that when they come, they'll have a place to stay. And then once they're in our facilities, then our caseworkers will go at it and say, you know, work with them, see what they need to get to go over the hump, to get them stabilized and get them back into the community. So all of that to say is we still need those sponsorships to happen. And if anyone is interested, they could call the Salvation Army and I'll give you the number in a second, but they can call the Salvation Army, talk to Rebecca, who is my right arm left arm. We will set them up. And so there are different levels of sponsorship from as low as $50 up to over $1,000.
Yep.
And so
I'm on the website right now.
Right. And they can look it up at the Facebook, our Facebook
page.
I'll
put links in the interview so everybody knows exactly where they need to go.
So that would be a big help.
Okay.
And then in a couple of weeks, they'll come by and I'll come by and if it's all right with you, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about the ball itself.
Sure. That's fine. That'd be great. What about Christmas in July?
It's coming.
Oh, boy.
trust me.
When is it?
It is July 12th and 19th, so two Saturdays. We have three locations this year.
Okay.
We have D&W's, we have Fortino's, and we have Lepping's.
Oh, nice.
And so we're going to do bell ringing from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right.
On those days, people can go on to registerring.com. We've activated that for the summer.
Oh, you have activated it for Christmas in July. Wonderful.
We did. So people can go on and say, hey, what slots are open?
Yeah.
We are now, we did it to an hour shift.
Oh, fun.
So they can't do 2 hours, they can do an hour shift. I talked to a group of guys the other day, and they said, well, I suppose ringing bells in 80 degrees is better than ringing it at 20 degrees.
Oh, you betcha.
So
I've done both. You betcha.
Right. So this is going to help us get to the end of our fiscal year. We're praying for an outpouring of generosity from the communities because we fell so short at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So this is going to hopefully see us through to the end of September. Our fiscal year begins in October. And so we are in need of bodies ringing a bell.
Yeah.
On the, July 12th and July 19th. Again, they can go
so
to...
So for 2 days you're doing it.
Two Saturdays.
Two Saturdays, the 12th and the 19th.
Yeah,
perfect.
Exactly.
So wonderful.
Go to register to ring or they can call this number, 616-842-3380. That is our office. And they can talk to, again, my right and left arms, Rebecca, and she can set them up, or they can go to register to ring and actually sign up themselves.
All right. I will put all the information for these sponsoring packages. The sponsoring packages are very, very reasonable, and I know there are lots of businesses that listen to our radio station right now, and you know, if you're able to help the Salvation Army, I mean, you just heard it from James, the need is great, probably more so than it was last year. Wow.
All of our services have pretty well doubled. The ask for our food has doubled. Utility and rents. And now that we're not getting ESFP monies from the government because that was kind of cut, that has left us, that's a $12,000 hit to help people with energy and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So it's been a rough couple of months, but we believe Jehovah Jireh. We believe that God will provide because Grand Haven is such a giving community.
It is.
And so we are resting in that.
Awesome. All right. I will make sure that I post this interview and we'll do whatever we can to help.
Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Good to see you. Last time I saw you, it was winter time. CBS News on the way. More local news.